Welcome to Season 5 of Creepypasta Myths. I am your host, Andrew. Please enjoy tonight's creepy reading. Let's begin. The Abandoned Convenience Store, written by Anonymous. Ever wonder how some people you meet seem to have no fear whatsoever? You know, those people who go skydiving every weekend, climb thousands of feet of mountains just to snowboard down a side that's probably safe as long as you avoid those trees. People who marathon, watch the scariest movies you've ever seen, then don't even blink before falling asleep. Well, if you envy them, then there's a way to conquer your own fear. You'll just have to pay for the consequences. Get on any passenger bus that travels a long distance. Greyhound is usually a good pick. Anything that's on the road for longer than 24 hours. Get a window seat facing west, then stare at the sun, waiting until sunset. Just before the sun touches the horizon, close your eyes. Hard. Do not turn away. Don't look at anything else. Cover your ears if you have to. After a while, you'll notice that the bus has stopped moving. That's the signal that you can open your eyes. When you do, you'll see a gas station, illuminated only by a few flickering fluorescent lights. There will be no sun, no moon, no stars in the sky. The convenience store will have its windows boarded up, but the sign will say, open. If you feel you can't go through with it, go back on the bus, return to your seat, and fall asleep. You'll awake at sunrise the next day, well on your way to wherever the bus was going. If you enter the store, though, the door will slam shut behind you. You will spend an unknown amount of time there, living out your worst nightmares made real. If you survive the ordeal without going mad, you will awake back on the bus. As it reaches its destination, nothing will ever scare you again. Some say that after going through this ordeal, everything else simply pales in comparison. Others say that all that room contains is all the fear you will ever feel in your entire life, and exposing yourself to all of it at once keeps you from feeling any more. This, however, can only be done once. There are some exceptions to the ability as well. All I know is that if you try to repeat this feat, the sign on the door will say closed. Thank you for joining me on this week's episode. If you haven't already, please subscribe to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you like to listen to. If you haven't done so yet, please do a review. It helps me out. Everything that I use is in the description below. Thank you again for listening to Creepypasta Myths. I'll see you guys next week with a brand new episode.